This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, getting ready for the start of the Zach Martin press conference. Wanted to throw this out there real quick. I think this is very cool. Alex Ovechkin closing in. I believe he's 11 goals away from breaking the NHL record held by Wayne Gretzky. So he is, oh, we're good to go. We'll get back to that later. Take it away, Zach Martin.
Football has been a part of my life since I was 7 years old. It shaped me, challenged me, and gave me my purpose. From suiting up from the St. Matthew Warriors in the third grade to chasing state championships at Bishop Chatard, 5 incredible years at Notre Dame, and every moment in the NFL, I've been fortunate to live out a dream that so many only imagine. After 11 unforgettable seasons with the Dallas Cowboys and a lifetime dedicated to the game of football, the time has come for me to step away from the game that has given me so much. On May 8th, 2014, my life changed forever when I was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. I had no idea Dallas was even a possibility, but when I got the call, I was hungry and motivated to make a difference. Walking into that locker room for the first time was intimidating. I was joining a team full of legends, guys I had spent years watching and admiring. Jason Witten, Tony Romo, DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, Sean Lee. These were the faces of the franchise, and now I was one of their teammates. But I've always said I was drafted into a perfect situation. This was a team on the cusp of something special, built around a dominant offensive line and a strong run game. I was the final piece to the puzzle up front, and I was determined to prove that I belong. Maybe it was because I was a rookie who didn't know any better, but I was having the time of my life, as much fun as I was having since I was 7 years old. That year turned out to be one of the most memorable and fun years I ever had in football. To the offensive line who were here when I arrived, Doug Free, Travis Frederick, Ron Leary, Tyron Smith, Mackenzie Bernardo, Jeremy Parnell, and the rest of that room, thank you. You reinforced everything I believed about this game. There are no shortcuts. Success is about the work, the preparation, and most importantly, the bond you build with the men next to you. That was our edge. A tradition and a standard had been set long before I got here, and from day one, I made it my mission to live by it and uphold it throughout my career. The offensive line, the slot buckets, as Iron Mike would say, it's a unique brotherhood. The only position on the field where 5 guys move as one, doing the dirty work to ensure the team's success. It's a job that demands selflessness, toughness, and an unwavering commitment to the details. I actually started playing on the defensive line in high school, following in my dad's footsteps. But it wasn't long before I found myself practicing dry blocks and pass sets endlessly, falling in love with the craft and the details of offensive line play. To be an offensive lineman is an honor, and over the course of my career, I was incredibly fortunate to learn from some of the best teachers in this game. Harry Hiestand, one of my last college offensive line coaches, had as big of an impact on my football career as anyone. He taught me what it truly means to be an offensive lineman. The responsibility, the standard, and the work it takes to uphold that every single day. When I got to Dallas, I was lucky to play for another great coach, Bill Callahan, who, like Harry, believed in relentless repetition and perfecting every detail through practice. I fit right in. Throughout my career, I had the privilege of learning from an incredible group of coaches, Frank Pollock, Paul Alexander, Steve Loney, Mark Colombo, Adam Kleffner, Hudson Houck, Joe Philbin, Jeff Blasco, Mike Solari, and Ramon Chin Young. Some might think having that many different offensive line coaches would hurt your development, but I saw it as an opportunity. Each one had a different approach, a different way of teaching, and I was able to take something from all of them along my journey. To all my coaches, thank you for coaching me hard, for demanding more from me every day, and for shaping me into the player I became. When I arrived in Dallas, I didn't know much about the Cowboys' history or what to expect, but after my first meeting with Jason Garrett, I was all in. From the very beginning, Coach Garrett and I clicked. He had a way of coaching you hard while building you up, making you believe you were invincible. I've always loved football, and that environment that he set up for our team was a perfect fit for me. I can still picture myself sitting in a team meeting, hearing about the beautiful bushel of strawberries, or how we keep the ones who keep their arms straight. Those messages stuck with me. Coach, my back is always up against the wall, and it was a privilege to play for you for six seasons. 6 years is a long time in this league, and over that stretch, I found a rhythm. I knew how things worked and what was expected and how to prepare. In 2020, Mike McCarthy arrived as my next and final head coach. It was a new challenge, forcing me out of my comfort zone and into a different way of doing things. We struggled early, but we trusted his process, and that three-year stretch under Coach McCarthy became some of the best football we played at my time in Dallas. Coach, thank you for constantly pushing me to evolve and for challenging me to push the envelope. Although we never ultimately reached our goal of winning a championship, I'm incredibly proud of what we accomplished over the course of my career. What I love most about football is being part of a team. There's something about going through the grind with your guys, pushing through the mud, that builds bonds like no other. The relationships, the shared sacrifices, the highs and lows, that's what makes the game so special. And without a doubt, my time with my teammates will be what I miss the most. I'll miss heading to Oxnard every summer for training camp, icing my body down in the training room with Trav, listening to Romo's old iPod playing. I'll miss the plane rides home after a big win, playing cards and enjoying a few lemonades. I'll miss sitting on the back of bus two after a tough loss, hashing it all out. And I'll miss screaming it's only 3:15 after a big home win. I'll miss the little moments, laughing in the locker room, pushing each other to be better, and watching each other grow, not just as players, but as husbands and fathers. Football is about relationships, and I've been fortunate to share this journey with some incredible men and teammates over 11 seasons. Jason Witten, Tony Romo, Doug Free, Ron Leary, Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, right side, Lyle Collins, Connor Williams, Joe Looney, Sean Lee, Tyrone Crawford, Jeff Heath, Cam Lawrence, Anthony Hitchens, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jordan Lewis, my quarterback, Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, Dalton Schultz, Cooper Rush, Leighton Vander Esch, Tyler Biadasz, Terrence Steele, Brandon Cooks, CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson, CJ Goodwin, Brock Hoffman, TJ Bass, Matt Wiletzko, Tyler Smith, Dakota Shepley, Awesome Richards, and the countless others that I've missed. I gave everything I had every single day for you guys. You were my motivation, the reason I pushed myself to be great. Consistency was my game, and I took pride in making sure that every one of you could count on me every Sunday. When you're part of an organization for a long time, you become close with the people who make up its foundation, the ones who work tirelessly behind the scenes to keep everything running. Iron Mike, Besh, Kendall, the late Marcus Paul, Harold, Cedric, and Braylon, thank you for everything you've done for me, for pushing me and making me a better football player. To our training staff, Jim, Britt, Greg, and Hanson, thank you for keeping me on the field and making sure I was available for my job every week. Mike McCord, Bucky, Dylan, I appreciate you guys putting up with me all these years. And Todd Williams and your team, Brian Wansley and Cable's team, Emily and her team, Chad Bowling, Jonathan Jackson, Scott and Claire, and the entire PR team, thank you for everything you've done for me over the years. Your hard work and dedication never went unnoticed, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you. My representation has been with me from the beginning, and I owe a huge thank you to Tom Condon and RJ Gonser for always handling my career with class and integrity. They've been more than just agents. They've been great friends and mentors, guiding me every step of the way. To the Mush crew, my group of high school buddies who haven't missed a game since I arrived in Dallas, your loyalty and support was always appreciated, and we look forward to that weekend every year. Tyler, Dan, Watt, and Reese, and the rest of my Notre Dame family, thank you for some of the best years of my life and our continued friendship. I've been unbelievably lucky to have such incredible support from family and friends. We might just hold the record for the most people hosted on game weekends. But I wouldn't have it any other way. A full house filled with people I love made every game day even more special, even if my wife is ready for a break. Getting towards the end, guys, don't worry. To Jerry Jones and the Jones family, from the moment I put on a helmet, I dreamed of playing in the NFL. Even though it took a little bit of convincing back in 2014, thank you for believing in me and giving me an opportunity to live out that dream. Playing in the NFL is an honor, but wearing the star on my helmet was a privilege I'll never take for granted. Over the years, we had our fair share of intense conversations, but I will always value the one-on-one meetings we shared. Those moments, whether easy or difficult, meant a lot to me and played a big role in shaping my career. My biggest regret is not being able to stand alongside you and hoist the Lombardi Trophy. But I am incredibly proud of the road we traveled and everything we accomplished along the way. I hope I left as much an impression on this organization as it did on me. There's a deep sense of pride in knowing that I gave everything I had to one team, one city, and one organization my entire career. I come from a football family. It's always been a part of who we are. Mom and Dad, thank you for everything, for coaching me, driving me to practice, washing my uniform, and traveling countless miles to watch me play. You were there for every win, every loss, and every moment in between. The lessons you taught me and the way I was raised are the reasons why I sit here today. My brothers, Josh and Nick, some of my best football memories are from sharing the field with you when I first got to Dallas. When I first got to Dallas, Josh moved down here with me and lived with me, and having him during that transition meant everything. Every Sunday after our games, I always looked forward to calling Nick to break it down and talk about how both of us did that day. I'm very grateful for Kristen and Kathleen and who have been a part of this journey with us, always supporting and cheering us on. I look forward to what the future holds up for us beyond football. In 2016, I made the greatest decision of my life. I married one of my best friend's sisters. Morgan, your love, sacrifice, and support have been my foundation. You've been by my side through the highs and the lows, and I wouldn't be here without you. We've built a beautiful family together.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And while this chapter is coming to a close, it's just the beginning. They say when you marry a girl, you marry her family too, and I couldn't have asked for a better one. Greg, Julie, Tyler, Rachel, Grady, and Griff, and the rest of the family, thank you for your love, support, and for always making me feel like one of your own. To my three amazing kids, Charlie, Remy, and Hudson, you are my greatest blessings. Watching you enjoy these last few years and seeing you start to understand what Daddy did for a living has brought me so much joy. But now I can't wait to spend more time with you, to be there for every moment, big and small. And finally, to Cowboys fans, I have never experienced anything like you. No matter where you go in the world, you can always find a Cowboys fan. It was an absolute privilege to run out of the tunnel every Sunday and give this city everything I had. I know many of you may have seen this decision coming, but that doesn't make it any easier. Football has been a huge part of my life. It's what I know, what I love, and what has shaped me for as long as I can remember. I did not make this decision lightly. It came after a long thought and prayer. But the time has come for my football journey to reach its end. As I step away from the game, I do so with a full heart, knowing I gave it everything I had. I was always captivated when coaches would talk about maximizing your full potential. That was always the goal. And after 27 years of football, I can confidently say I've done that. I'll never forget sitting in those seats years ago, listening to my teammate, Jason Witten, talk about how the journey is the reward. He was right. Every rep, every practice, every battle won and lost along the way, it all mattered. Football will always be a part of me, and I will always be grateful for the journey. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Boy, what a resume. We're all here because of our appreciation for the game as one point of common interest. Appreciation for competition, appreciation for the sport, the challenges. But this room today, I think, is really gathered for an appreciation of a person that has taken all the things that this room stands for and why we're interested, why we get up and why we spend our time focused the way we do. If you sum up all the things this room is interested in, Tony Romo sitting over there, many of your former colleagues, former players played with you are here. But if you take the reason that the common interest that we have in this room is representative, that's why we are here, to recognize you for a great career. Just as he was concise and efficient in his remarks that covered so many, many, many accomplishments, everybody in this room knows the work and how rough it is down there in that line. That's not out in space. That's rough stuff. And you got to get your mind out way. You got to mind over matter down there. We all appreciate that. I can say that I can appreciate just as efficient and just as succinct and just as focused and genuine in his effort. Dak was that way with his business, and that's what we're both smiling about, because we did have business. I've never talked to your representative in my life. I've talked to Zach. And we had those talks. We particularly had the talk here 2 years ago when we were talking about the best lineman in the NFL wanting to be paid like the best lineman in the NFL. But I can attest that it never faltered. And what made you eligible, apart from the fact that got seven holding penalties in 11,184 plays, apart from your mastery over the position, but to have been sitting there visiting with it, I want my part to say it was so consistent and is so consistent all the way through. Now, you're going to be into driving some carpools now.
Yeah.
I drove a lot of carpools. I really did. And I got up late at night to feed the babies. Now, if you want to believe that, y'all can go there with it. But seriously, I drove a lot of carpools, and I drove them because of the stuff that was going on outside that carpool life. And it actually was a great experience to have spent that time. The way you've been, you're going to be the carpool driving champion of maybe the country because of your efficiency. But in short, I'm not going to go down through many of the things that are common knowledge here that we represent you for. What I do want to say in my short message here is that your unique interplay with the part of our time together has been exemplary, unsurpassed, yet very, very competitive and very strong in the way that you handled your affairs. If I've seen anybody that can transcend and take the kinds of things that have made you the player you are, the person you are, frankly, leader you are, if I've ever seen anybody that can transcend that and take it into other areas where you're not having to rely on the reputation of being a great offensive lineman, I'm sitting next to it. The reason you're sitting in the middle, I think, is because he wanted to separate me and Steven over here. Because I still have knots on my shin from him kicking me under the table when we were sitting there discussing that draft day. I hope it was an example of, at the end of the day, I do accept the smarter decision and make it around here, although I know I've got a lot of questioning that in the room. But seriously, Zach, what a privilege it is for the Dallas Cowboys to have you, having been the player you've been, the only team that you ever played for in professional sports. And we're honored and going to be honored to take that where it goes when you quit playing. And obviously, we all know that the great Larry Allen was somebody that we are proud of. And I want to tell you right now, having known him personally and been involved in every kind of serious decisions that he was involved in, you guys are twins. You really are. You're twins. And you had the same deep-seated respect for your fellow teammates and for what you were trying to contribute for the team to win. And so we all know that a lot of people call Larry the greatest. Now we got a debate coming on of having played the game. It is a great privilege to always know that your name is going to be associated with the Dallas Cowboys. Zach, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
David Moore, Dallas Morning News. I know you weren't one to reflect on your career while you were playing, but now that you've had a little time, you've touched on the consistency, but just as far as individual accomplishments and where you feel you rank in your time when you played, and two, just how meaningful is it to see so many of your teammates here today to share this moment and celebrate with you?
Yeah. I mean, to your first question, I definitely have a lot of pride in what I've accomplished in this league, and I definitely wasn't the one coming into the league thinking I was going to do some of the things that I did. I kind of surprised myself at times, but you know, that was always, especially after a couple of years, that was always in the background. You know, obviously was focused on other things and making runs like that, but to have my teammates down here, I think that's the biggest thing during this whole process and in writing my remarks and kind of thinking back, you just realize the people that kind of touched you along the way, and to have former teammates coming from out of town, it just means a lot. And you know, I always say football is the greatest sport because it brings guys together. You know, when you go through the hard times and the things that no one else wants to do, and you come out on the other side, you're bonded to those guys for life. And I feel very fortunate to be down here and to have teammates over the last 11 seasons come and support me.
Zach, when did you realize, it seemed like you walked in and it was easy for you. I know you said it wasn't. When did you have your come to NFL moment? When did you realize I can do this as well as anyone?
Well, I said it briefly. I really truly believe that I came into a perfect situation for a young offensive lineman. You know, I came in, like I said, at a time that the running game was a big part of what we did. They invested a lot in the offensive line room. It really allowed me to develop. A lot of young old linemen get thrown into the fire, and you're throwing the ball 50 times a game. Well, we were running it 30, 40 times a game. So it really allowed me to have time to develop some of those other things that I may not have been great at when I first got here. So I really, truly believe, and you know, then you pair that with a line coach like Bill Callahan when I first got here. It was kind of the perfect storm for me.
Jerry, we never let stuff go. Have you ever been happier to be so wrong?
No. No. Best wrong decision, best right decision I've ever made.
Zach, Todd Archer with ESPN. What's next for you? What do you want to do? How will football still be part of your life?
Yeah, I think I really haven't gone too deep down that rabbit hole yet. I don't see myself not in some capacity in the football world, whatever that may be. I'm not sure. But for right now, I'm just going to hang with the family, maybe coach some little league games or something like that.
Now that you actually did hold more than 7 times in your career?
most definitely. That's what I laugh when people tell me that stat all the time. I'm like, I mean, those were just the accepted ones. I think I got away with a few third and longs that they declined, but we'll take it.
John Machado with The Athletic. Zach, let's say 20 years from now you're at the lake or something. What do you think you'll look back on? What will be your best, fondest Cowboys memory? Is there a game, maybe the players? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, God, I think about our captain's workouts in the spring and having the guys down here, the offensive line, like just together every day, those O-line dinners, those O-line postseason trips, the fishing trips we took down in the Keys, just fellowship with the guys, honestly. I mean, we did a lot of great things football-wise, but when I think back to my time and I think back of certain people, it's always brought back to those type of situations.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. You said it was a hard decision. Was it hard to tell your family and Jerry and teammates that you were going to retire?
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise, right? Like, this is, you know, I made a slip up and said something last spring, and you guys took it and ran with it per usual. But, you know, it's definitely been, it was on my mind, and kind of, you know, this year, you know, not finishing out was tough. And, I really kind of wanted to wait till around the Super Bowl. You know, that time a year usually is like you start to get the itch to go start training and doing all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to see if I, you know, maybe just woke up one day and was like, I'm not done yet. But that didn't come. So I'm very at peace with my decision, and I think I made the right call.
Nick Harris, 4-star Telegram. Zach, obviously an accomplished career. 2 accomplishments left, the Cowboys Ring of Honor and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How much would those 2 honors mean to you?
Yeah, they would mean a great deal, right? You know, you try not, again, like when I came into the league, none of that stuff was ever on my radar. Like, I was just trying to get here and make sure I didn't screw it up You know, they drafted me to go in there and play right away. So my focus was on, hey, I'm going to do whatever I can for the team. And then obviously started having some success. And, you know, those things get brought up and you start thinking about them a little bit. And, you know, absolutely it would be a great honor one day if those happen.
I think it's with the Associated Press. Zach, you brought up the convincing. Jerry, you brought up the getting your shins kicked by Steven. We had the task on draft night of asking you what it felt like to be the guy who was drafted instead of Johnny Manziel. Yeah. You had a diplomatic answer. So what's the final answer now that all is said and done?
Well, I mean, it's so funny because I really didn't think Dallas was even like it wasn't really even on my radar. I came down for a visit before the draft and but didn't have much contact outside of there. So they going into that night, I didn't really think that Dallas was a possibility. And I was at home with some friends and family, so I was having some fun. So I was just happy I got picked and was ready to come down here.
Brad Sham, Cowboys Radio. Zach, one for Zach, one for Jerry. If memory serves, the first team period of your rookie OTAs, you either accidentally tripped or there was a collision between you and Sean Lee and he was out for the year. Considering how your career turned out, do you remember what you were thinking in that moment when that happened?
He called me last night and we rehashed the whole thing for the 500th time. You know, it's so funny about that situation because, you know, and now I get mad at rookies who do this when they come in and they're going full bore in the OTAs, and I was that guy. And, you know, trying to prove myself. And, you know, Sean was great. I didn't know Sean at that time. Obviously, he's devastated and been through some injuries. But I remember me going by him in the training room and him, like, saying, like, you know, don't be mad. Like, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know, I tripped. I tripped. Okay, all right. But it, definitely something to laugh about. And then the next season, you know, we played Philly like week two and he had like 17 tackles. And I was like, oh, that was a big deal that he wasn't out there last year.
Jerry, will you commit to putting him in the Ring of Honor before he goes in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cowboys.com. A question for Zach and then a follow-up to the question for Steven. Zach, reflection is a huge part of it, especially with the, you know, illustrious career that you've had. As you sit back and you start to reflect, what would be the biggest piece of advice you'd give the 22, 23-year-old Zach that would take you even to another level, because as a hyper-competitive guy, always want to win.
Yeah. I just say come in ready to work and, like, that sounds bad, but, like, become obsessed with it, right? Like, I think that's part of the success that I had is we had a room when I first got here that was obsessed with getting better in football and, you know, constantly going out there and trying to do something extra. So, again, like this standard and tradition when I got here, it was set. It wasn't like I came in here and I was the one who did. Like, this thing was set, and I had the awareness enough to recognize it, get in line, and then continue that as I went on throughout my career.
What was it that you saw in the Fighting Irish version of Zach that had you bruising Jerry's knees under the table?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, Zach's just unique. You know, at the end of the day, he's unique on the field. He's unique off the field. When you sat there and went, I think it may have been Will's first draft that he was in charge of helping us put up the board. But, you know, when you look at it and you're picking that high, you want to make sure you're right. And one thing, when you read Zach, when you watched Zach on the tape, it was hard to find anything that you didn't like about him. And, you know, just felt at the end of the day, he was the right guy for our football team. He met all the standards and, you know, in no way to be negative toward the other guy we're talking about. But, you know, he just didn't, you know, stack up like that. And so it was really easy. It was unanimous, you know, in the room. Everybody was looking at their feet when Jerry was asking them questions about who would be for the other guy. It was interesting like that. But, no, it's always been easy to stand up for Zach. We've got some great stories. He, as Jerry said, We didn't really negotiate his deals with agents. We did them with Zach. He walked in my office and said, hey.
Hey, you're not supposed to say that.
I promised I'd never tell it, but I can now. But he did say, here's how this is going to work. I can live with this. And that's why it's always been so easy with Zach. He's a very good communicator. He's very transparent. And cherish all those times. But, boy, how fortunate the Cowboys are, our fans, everybody to have Zach as a part of the Dallas Cowboys.
Joe Hoyt, All City Dallas. Zach, you talked about consistency. When I talked with Tyler Guyton about you earlier this season, he said, to a normal person, they don't know what goes on inside the walls the day-to-day, but that being that consistent for 10 years, that's a whole nother level. I was wondering, to us normal people, can you kind of give us some insight into what sacrifices and effort goes into being that consistent?
Yeah, again, like I said, I was obsessed with it. Like, I loved. And then again, like we had so much competition on our team. Like, you were always chasing someone, right? Like Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, Ron Leary, Doug Free, all these guys. Like, man, these are good players. I gotta do even more to kind of catch up, you know. So I think that competition when I first got here, and then just you know, my wife would say we've sacrificed some things over the year. We've, you know, maybe skipped out on a couple trips in the off season, whatever it may be. But you know, I. What I wanted to accomplish was very black and white for me, and I knew what I had to do to go about it, and you know, I had the discipline to kind of stick to my plan.
Mike Tucci, Fox 4, you addressed this a little bit, the carpooling and all that, but what do you look forward to most in terms of retirement, things you weren't able to do as much as you would have liked to when you played?
Yeah, I think just being around the family, right, like not feeling like crap during the week, to actually be able to play with them a little bit, and you know, just being present. You know, I think that's probably the hardest thing once you start having a family in this league, is just finding the balance of being present when you're home. You know, we got a lot of stresses here, I mean the whole NFL, but here and throughout the season. So a big thing is just to really be appreciative and present at home at all times.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Larry Allen has always been kind of the standard of Cowboys linemen, NFL linemen. To be mentioned in the same breath and even called twins, what does that mean for you?
It means a lot, because I can remember when you go to the rookie symposium, when you're a rookie and you go through the Hall of Fame, and I remember taking that selfie next to Larry Allen's bus right when I got drafted. And then my first couple years, he was out at training camp and would shoot you texts before the game. And so really, I mean, it goes back to all of the former Cowboys. I mean, we have such a great community here in Dallas, and being able to connect with those guys, and then obviously a guy like Larry, where you're playing in the same position, and you know, you try to emulate the guy. I think, you know, I think he had a few pounds on me, but you try to emulate what he's doing out there, and it's special, and it's a big honor to be mentioned in that same breath.
Michelle Montaigne, WFAA. You've talked so much about the former guys that you looked up to, mm-hmm. but all the younger O-line, yeah. Every time you talk to them, they're like, I'm just trying to do it the way Zach Martin does things. What does it mean to you to be, right? I know you said you didn't set the standard, but what does it mean to you to leave being the standard?
Yeah, I mean, again, I said I tried to uphold it. And, you know, those guys, Terrence and Tyler and Brock and all those guys that we played the last few years, it was very different, right? Because you're at a different stage in your life. You know, I had three young kids running around at home, and you know, sometimes wanting to go out and hang with the guys is not always the easiest thing. So, but you know, I'm leaving the room in great hands. I mean, we got young guys who are hungry to get better. I talk about being obsessed. We got guys in that room that are obsessed to be better and to be great players. And I'll be fans and be cheerleading for you guys the next couple of years.
Scales, Cowboys Radio.
Love the shirt. Love the shirt.
For you.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't wait for five more years.
Yeah.
You were always the go-to guy, not just for media, but for community relations with Emily and Whitney. And were there some that stood out more than others? And then is that something that you hope to continue in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, I learned from guys when I first got here. We had unbelievable guys out in the community. And, you know, the Salvation Army Thanksgiving every year was something special. We did that every year. And then, you know, my work the last couple of years going out to the Medal of Honor Museum has been very rewarding. getting around some of those guys, the recipients, and hearing their stories and about their teammates, and puts a lot of stuff into perspective. So I definitely want to obviously follow up with that. I know they're opening in March, so we'll probably be out there in March when they open their museum.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be in the Ring of Honor. Thanks, Jerry, for announcing that. And soon to be Hall of Famer, I guess, in 5 years. Zach Martin and his retirement press conference, truly one of the all-time greats. The one thing I really liked, besides him mentioning the slop buckets, was Jerry saying that Zach Martin and Larry Allen are the same, like in terms of just all-around greatness at playing offensively.
Yeah, I love that. I really enjoyed Steven's little story about how contract negotiations went with him, too. Look, this is how it's going to be.
And the laughs, the laughs, the laughs.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested we isolate those laughs. We'll try to do that. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Not the best, but the most interesting NFL teams heading into free agency. Next on The Fan.
Drake May for the game. Patting the ball. May scanning. Loads of time. He'll roll. He'll run. A sidestep. He's ready to throw. Nobody's open. Into the end zone. Touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will get to Gridiron Gravy in just a second, but Bruce Bochy was asked who will be the Rangers opening day starter. And he said, well, we haven't talked to him yet, but I think you can figure it out. Follow-up question. Has he ever started an opener for you before? Bochy's response. Yeah, I believe he has. So it's going to be Nathan Eovaldi.
Well, DeGrom's already on. John Gray has. John Gray started 2 years ago.
I will be shocked, barring injury.
We're bringing back Lance Lynn.
If it's
Kyle Gibson.
I'll be really shocked if it's either one of those two.
Tanner Shepard.
If it's not Nathan Eovaldi, which would mean Eovaldi will be the Rangers' first repeat opening day starter since Kevin Millwood did it four times from 06 to 09.
Yeah, 09 was the last time, Kevin. And there's been
That's kind of sad.
A bunch of names since then, like a bunch of random names. Some really impressive names. Darvish and Hamels are impressive names. DeGrom's impressive.
Yeah.
But for what Eovaldi's done for his career here so far, he deserves it.
Now, right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL a dip into some gridiron gravy. So Yahoo had an interesting concept. They power rank the teams based on how interesting they are going into free agency.
All right.
So not the best.
Just how interesting.
Yeah. But
who,
you know,
who judges that?
Well, I guess Yahoo Sports and Frank Schwab.
All right.
Are in trust.
I trust Schwab. Yeah.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about this is, like in every other power ranking, the Cowboys, fear not, they're still right in the middle. They're number 17, ahead of the Cardinals, but behind the Jets.
Mission accomplished.
The most interesting team in free agency, the New England Patriots, because they lead the NFL in two categories, most cap space and probably most holes to fill.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's an exciting combination.
Yes, when you have that much cap space, you have some picks to work with. Yeah, that can be an exciting time for you.
They have the opportunity to sign pretty much anybody they want. It's a serious question, hypothetically. If for some reason Patrick Mahomes was given the one-time option that he can leave the Chiefs for the Patriots and get paid $100 million a year, for the Patriots, does he say, see ya?
No.
Wow, that's like twice as much as he's making right now.
He makes
now.
$50 million a year?
I think it's actually a little less. Don't think about
it. I think Mahomes is at a point now where he loves the franchise. Like, we go to the Super Bowl almost every year. Like, why wouldn't I want to be here? And he loves, like, he's investing in the Royals. Their soccer teams around there. I think that that dude's like, I got money. I'm going to be okay.
So rounding out the top five, the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think that is more not necessarily just a money thing. If they have so many big names with the franchise tag and extensions that they're up there. Washington Commanders are third on the list. Once again, they already got Deebo Samuel and they have money to spend.
Yeah, and if you don't spend it, it rolls over into next year.
That is
some
correct.
Of it, at least, like that is some correct. Of that. The Bengals are interesting, Kevin, because Ja'Marr Chase is sitting here going, well, I got a contract, guys, that's running up.
Like, yeah.
Do you not want to sign me? What's happening? And Joe Burrow's like,
And at the same time, one of their dudes is like, yeah, we're going to pay him the most. And you're like, great. When are we
going
to do
that? And T. Higgins is over there going, hold on. I mean, like, what? Can we just all work on this together? Can we do this?
No deal.
All right.
The Denver Broncos and Chicago Bears round out the top five in terms of the least interesting team, maybe also in all of football, but definitely when it comes to offseason interest. The Indianapolis Colts.
Oh.
Because remember they said, hey, we're going to have an open competition for quarterback. And you're like, cool. With who?
Anthony Richardson and
Daniel Jones, the
next guy.
Okay.
Whoever the next person they want.
And, of course, as I told you, the robust Cowboys land right at 17, right in the middle of the pack. Because when it comes to power rankings, the Cowboys love to be in the middle.
Here's the thing I'd love from the Cowboys, Kevin.
Okay, tell me.
You don't have to make all the big splashy moves. Make good, solid moves.
True.
You know, make good. They did it a couple of years ago where we were like, man, this feels good.
That kind of felt like Zach Martin's speech. It wasn't necessarily splashy, but man, he got to the point, hit a lot of people in the feels, mm-hmm. and you walked away and you're like, this is a good job. You did a good job and I'm proud of you. Not just for football, but for the speech that you just gave as well.
Yeah.
The Cowboys should follow
that. Everybody just kind of goes, man, I can get behind this right now.
Yes.
You're dead on. Get behind Zach Martin.
Now the Chicago Bears made a trade. They picked up Joe Thuney from the Chiefs. He did take the opt-out offer. But he's going with the Bears. Now, here's the thing.
Mm.
And people get caught up on all this all the time, because I guarantee you, here's the comparison. Who would you rather have, him or Jonathan Mingo? Because the Cowboys also traded a fourth-round pick for Mingo, although the Bears get this fourth-round pick in 2026. The thing about it is you also take on Thuney's $16 million contract. Now, Kansas City's going to get hit with about $10.9 million of dead money, but they also get to shed off the rest of that salary. So you do still have to take on the salary, where I will say, still doesn't mean I love the deal that Mingo costs like $2 million. Doesn't mean I like the deal.
You're going to need to see some production from him before you even care about the deal.
That's true.
And with Thuney.
I like the
Thuney. With him, like, you kind of know what the production is, right? You know what that guy's made of, so...
Let's go from that to Cowboys player had to have surgery. And it was Brandon Aubrey.
Dude, as long as it's not like in his lower body, I'm okay.
Well, Corey, last I checked, your shoulder is not in the lower body.
Huh,
so you're going to be okay. So Brandon Aubrey underwent surgery for his shoulder.
You don't need a shoulder to kick.
Well,
he doesn't know. You don't know. Have you ever seen anybody out there with a shoulder not kicking?
I guess not.
There you go.
I feel like it would help you with the mechanics of some things, but I am also intrigued by that. I got bad news for you. Cardiff City scored a goal against Burnley yesterday, and you might be like, hold on just a damn second.
Gridiron gravy.
Isn't that a different sport?
What are we doing?
It is relevant, because that means the J.J. Watt on retirement is on off.
Oh.
Or I guess just off.
Yeah,
because you remember, that would just be on.
Mm-hmm.
He said if the Burnley goalkeeper kept a clean sheet the rest of the season, and he went like 12 straight matches without giving up a goal. They did still win yesterday, but they won 2-1 over Cardiff City. So the dream of J.J. Watt coming out of retirement and maybe playing for the Bengals is over. I'm very sorry.
Nick Harris has reported that Jerry Jones, quote, I'm not looking at free agency to fill voids. I don't believe that not signing Dak or not signing Lamb hurt us in free agency last year. Kevin, you know what? Let's get out of here and get to the let's get to the noon and we'll reestablish our hearts on this.
Cause you know what? I thought it was going to be a slam dunk in one direction, but now Jerry Jones knows what our next segment is, and he said, the hell the Mavs are going to run away with this. Who are folks more frustrated with right now, the Mavericks or the Cowboys? Because we just saw an October surprise right there. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.